Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're streamed online at newsdakota.com, where you can also check out our podcasts and all other Let's Talk About It interviews. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jason Gray. He is a Christian singer. He's been in Jamestown a few times before and will be returning to Jamestown on Saturday, January 11th. And Jason, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking some time and joining us today on Let's Talk About It. I know people who know you are very excited that you're returning to Jamestown, and those who may not have heard of you before would be excited that you're coming to Jamestown. Right out of the gate, Jason, I do want to say that for those who may not know anything about you, you can tell us a little bit about yourself and the fact that you've been a singer for all these years with your speech handicap is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to say the least, I guess, you know. I do have a speech handicap, and I'm glad we're speaking about it at the top so that people don't assume that you're actually making me nervous or anything like that. So you're pretty cool, but I'm not all that nervous right now, but I think it's, when I was growing up and I had a sense of a calling on my life, you know, like what I was supposed to do, is a bit complicated because, you know, like, how am I supposed to do this thing on the stage and be a spokesperson for God, you know, like if I can't speak. And I used to argue with him about it, saying, you know, you can't make me your spokesperson until you make it so I can speak. And I don't know if you've ever had this experience or not, but when you tell God that he can't do something, it's kind of like a dare that he can't resist, right? And so, hey, I do what I do because I lost a dare with the Almighty, you know. But it has provided this wonderful opportunity. Well, it's kind of like this, you know. If you are open and transparent about your weaknesses and your brokenness, it all of a sudden makes me feel like, oh, he's not perfect either. And that means I can stop pretending and I can stop hiding and I can actually bring my heart to a moment like that. And I think that whenever we can bring our hearts to a moment, that's holy ground, you know? And I think the fact that I have this obvious imperfection, it creates a safe place in the room for people to just kind of open up and relax and be all that they are, you know? And so, sure, it's hard to order a pizza over the phone, but it does open people's hearts. So, so over the years, I used to think that it was a liability and something that I'd have to manage and overcome. And over the years, I've discovered it to be this remarkable gift, you know, that opens doors. So I've become grateful for it in years since. So
awesome. Again, I'll remind everybody, Jason Gray, our guest right now, and Let's Talk About It. And Jason, you've been using your voice and your music as a vehicle for God, as you've said, and having started, you know, right there on the cusp of 2000s, you started around 1999 as an independent artist. And I mean, from there, winning awards, Christianity Today calling you one of Christian music's best kept secrets. And you've toured. I mean, what does that all mean to you? And how do you feel that's helped spread your message?
Yeah, you know, I'd say it kind of even began before all that. I grew up as a little kid. I grew up on the road with my mom's bar band, and we would play Minnesota, the Dakotas. I think we actually played in Jamestown, or her band played, and I was, you know, I was tagging along, and so I always grew up around music. I grew up in the bars, you know, so what that would look like is we'd all hop in this old white converted school bus, drive to the bar that they were playing and haul in the gear. And then my mom would stick me on a stool at the bar while she'd go on the stage and sing the Eagles and Heart and the Doobie Brothers and all that kind of stuff, you know. And she'd stick me on a stool at the bar so she could keep an eye on me while she was working. And I'm like 5 years old. Yeah. And I remember I hated the smoke. Like, I'd complain about the smoke all the time. But I did have a bottomless glass of root beer and my Star Wars action figures, you know. So it was a good life. And the truck drivers who'd be at the bar, I think they loved having a little boy there, you know. So they'd hang out with me and talk Star Wars and teach me how to play pool and all that kind of thing, you know. I think a lot of those things are maybe illegal now in 2020, but I guess it was okay back then.
Yeah,
but that was how I grew up. So I always grew up around music and always loved music. And I was kind of a introverted kid. A lot of that was because I had a speech handicap, so I was very insecure about that. So I'd kind of hide away from people and listen to music a lot. And music became a companion, you know. And my first memory of hearing God speak to me was through one of my favorite groups, Simon and Garfunkel. I was 5 years old, and I heard the song "Bridge Over Troubled Water," and my parents were in the midst of a very ugly divorce, and I was kind of caught in the middle and confused and scared. And I heard this song. Oh, and we were living at my grandparents' house, and my grandpa was an alcoholic, so there was all that going on. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was on an errand with him, and it was in the winter, and we were at the liquor store, and I was waiting in the car, and the radio was on, and on came my favorite song, "Bridge Over Troubled Water." And I heard these words, you know, when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down for you. And I heard those words, and something in my little boy heart went, hey, I just want you to know that this is how I feel about you. When you're weary, when you're feeling small, I'll be there, you know. And I believed that voice, and years later I would come to know that as the voice of God. I wasn't in the church at the time. There wasn't anybody talking to me about God or encouraging me to interpret music spiritually, you know. So I think that had to be a genuine encounter. And I still experience music as a vehicle that mystery, deep meaning, the voice of God speaks, you know. And so that's why I do what I do. I want to be a part of all that.
Amazing. Just awesome. Jason Gray, again, our guest right now, and Let's Talk About It. So Jason, you know, bringing that experience and bringing your connection and bringing your music and bringing that all to Jamestown, that's, I know, again, very exciting to have you in Jamestown this Saturday, January 11th, at Victory Lutheran Church. Returning to Jamestown, you know, remember anything about Jamestown specifically? You sing at the Big Buffalo or anything like that?
I do. You know, I think it was last year or a year and a half ago, I got to do a show with a woman who has a dentistry practice. Her name just escapes me now. But so getting to hang out with her was a lot of fun, and her friends. It was I played for their holiday party out at her farm, and that was great. But then also, every time I'm in Jamestown, and I can't remember the name of it, but there's a coffee shop. I think it's on the corner.
Yeah.
That I love to go to. Do you know which one I'm referring
to? I believe
you do.
Know the name of it? Babs Coffee House. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah. I think that's it. Yep. I think that's the one. So when I'm on the road, the two things I look for, a place to work out, and then I look for the cool coffee shop in town, and then I'll usually camp out there and get a lot of work done in the afternoon before the show. So
awesome. Very good. Well, Jason, we're excited. Yeah, we're excited you're coming to Jamestown again Saturday, January 11th at 7 o'clock. If people are interested in your music, Jason, or your story, or they want to learn more about you and you know your music and your journey, what are some ways they can learn more and hear more about your music?
I've got a website called jasongraymusic.com.
Okay.
And that's G-R-A-Y. And from there, there'll be links to like my Instagram, my Facebook, my YouTube page. And there's always new content on all that stuff. So yeah.
Perfect.
Give me a follow on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, et cetera. And hopefully we'll see, like I said, maybe the Big Buffalo, maybe a Babs coffee in your hand. That'd be pretty awesome.
Right. That'd be all right. I'd be happy about that.
Awesome. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for taking some time, and we look forward to having you in Jamestown this Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.